Let's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. News out of Norfolk from the Republican American. A 65-year-old Riverton woman is dead and a Norfolk woman injured after their cars collided on snow and ice slick Route 44 on Tuesday night. State police report Susan Hancock lost control of her car on a curve in the road near George's Garage on Loon Meadow Drive. The car spun and struck an oncoming car on the eastbound lane. Hancock succumbed to traumatic injuries, according to police. The other driver, Ori Sullivan of Wheeler Road in Norfolk, suffered injuries that were non-life-threatening, according to police. Well, State Representative-elect Maria Horn of Salisbury is hosting a series of office hours to offer the opportunity for constituents to meet her. Coffee hours will be in each of the nine towns that make up the 64th House District. Coffee hours will be at the following locations. The Cornwall Country Market on Kent Road in Cornwall. That will happen tomorrow from 8:30 until 9. Swift House on Maple Street in Kent tomorrow from 10 to 11. On Monday, the Norfolk Hub 2 Station Place from 6 until 7 p.m. On Tuesday, the Goshenet on Torrington Road from 8:30 till 9:30 in Goshen. Toymakers Cafe in Falls Village on December 6 from 10 to 11. Torrington City Hall on December 10th from 6 till 7 p.m. The Blackberry River Cafe, East Main Street in Canaan in between 8:30 and 9:30 in the morning on December 14th. Salisbury and Sharon time and dates will be announced later. Department of Transportation still working on the West Cornwall Covered Bridge. Today is the last day. It's expected to remain closed as they fix the looseness of the boards that were just put in a couple of months ago. And the weather forecast, well, it looks okay for today, but a little iffy for the weekend and late weekend. We'll have Pat Pagano check that out in just a few minutes. The Calder Men's Trophy Bonspiel with the Norfolk Curling Club is going on, running through December the 2nd at the Norfolk Curling Club 70 Golf Drive in Norfolk, Connecticut. It kicks off on the 29th. Salisbury Water Sports Association hosting its annual SWASA Ski Swap and Sale on Saturday, December 1st at the Lakeville Hose Company. In Lakeville, residents can bring equipment to be sold Friday, November 30th from 4 to 7 p.m. No equipment will be accepted on Saturday. As always, the sale is coming up Saturday and it'll run from 8 to 11. And from 11 to noon, residents can then pick up their money or unsold equipment. Any remaining equipment after noon on Saturday will become the property of the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. The Lakeville Host Company offering coffee and donuts for sale. Proceeds from that sale will benefit several SWASA youth ski programs. More information at jumpfest.org. Also going on, a holiday craft and vendor fair at the Salisbury Central School in the elementary school lottery on Friday, 4:30 till 7:30 to benefit the extras program. You can do some holiday shopping and benefit that program. There'll be a kids' paint party at Salisbury Central School. Learn to paint a cute reindeer. That happens on November 30th at the teacher's room from 6 till 7 p.m. $25 per child. You need to RSVP. Any questions in RSVP at scspto@gmail.com. Children in pre-K, early K, and kindergarten need to be accompanied by an adult. PTO volunteers will also be present. It's limited to 24 spaces. There'll be a Taco Fiesta dinner at the Falls Village Emergency Services Center on Route 7 in Falls Village on Friday, November 30th. Serving is continuous from 5:30 till 7:30. The event a fundraiser for the Lee H. Kellogg School 8th grade class trip to Quebec. Well, the Parade of Lights has kicked off in our area in several different locations. It goes on beginning Friday night at Millbrook, and then on Saturday, Arlington, Pleasant Valley, Rhinebeck at Sinterklaas and Stanford, and then in Amenia on Saturday. The Sharon Women's Club will be holding its annual holiday bacon resale in front of the Sharon Pharmacy on Saturday from 9 till noon. All proceeds from that sale will go to benefit the Sharon Community Foundation. The Canaan United Methodist Church has their Hollyberry Fair on December 1st from 9 till 2. Crafts, gifts, lunch, baked goods, and gift baskets. The Christmas Fair at the United Church of Christ in Cornwall will be held on Saturday. That runs from 9:30 till 3. A new addition to the fair this year, a crush display. You can see the personal collection of old and new of many community members. Susie Sweets, bagels, scones, muffins, and coffee will serve starting at 9:30, with all profits donated to the fair. There'll be plenty of other activities. Meanwhile, Gear Village has their Holiday Bazaar on Saturday from 10 till 3. Crafts, jewelry, clothing, baskets, personalized Christmas ornaments, sand art, kids for kids, drawings, and more. Kids get a free goodie bag and a free picture with Santa. Learn about Eastern Coyotes on Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Kent Town Hall. The program is sponsored by the Kent Memorial Library. The talk is open to the public with a suggested donation at the door of $5. The presentation is suitable for ages 12 and up. Smithfield Church will host its 14th annual Christmas concert and tea on Saturday at 4 p.m. Hampton Sisler, a renowned contemporary composer and organist, will perform his suite of Christmas miniatures for the organ entitled A Midnight Clear. The church is located at 656 Smithfield Valley Road, Route 83 in Amenia. More information, contact Denise at 518-598-8276 or online, thesmithfieldchurch.org. It's a holly jolly pre-lighting party at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon and the Historical Society in Sharon with holiday snacks. Santa will be there from 4 until 5 on Saturday. Music and lights commence on the green at 5. Festivities continue back at the Historical Society afterwards. More information, contact the library at 860-364-5041. Hometown Holidays in Salisbury continues December 2nd at the White Hart Inn in between 4:30 and 6 p.m. You can join your friends and neighbors at the White Hart, Santa, Cookies and Cocoa, caroling with Michael Brown and the Salisbury Christmas Brass Band and Hot Chocolate Society. There'll be the tree lighting, the parade of lights by hardworking members of the Lakeville Host Company, and of course, you make up the final portion. A menorah lighting happening on December 2nd at 5 p.m. on the Sharon Green. All are welcome to attend that. The Falls Village Recreation Commission has the annual tree lighting ceremony on Sunday the 2nd from 5 until 7 p.m. The tree lighting begins at 5 at the Town Green. Visit Santa at the Senior Center. There will be cookies, hot chocolate, holiday cheer for all. The Hotchkiss School will continue with the December tradition, the 59th Festival of Lessons and Carols will be held on Sunday at 7 p.m. in the Hotchkiss Chapel. It features the Hotchkiss Chorus led by faculty member Jack Brown. The audience for this event includes students, faculty, staff, family, and community members, so arrive early to ensure a best seat. There is no admission. The Amenia Fire Company Auxiliary Annual Craft Fair is Sunday from 9 till 2. Shop local this holiday season. Vendors are going to be there. More information at 845-421-4953. Open mic night is coming up at VFW Post 5444 on Thursday, December 13th at 7 till 10 p.m. at the VFW Route 22 in Dover Plains. Any questions or more information? Sharon Hospital will host its second State of the Hospital Community Update at 9 a.m. on Monday, December 3rd at the Sharon Town Hall in Sharon, Connecticut. Surrounding community invited to hear from the hospital president, Peter Cordeau, as he provides updates on new services, challenges ahead, and discusses progress made at the hospital since joining HealthQuest in August of 2017. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake and interlakenin.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 108.49 to 24,748.73 yesterday. NASDAQ starts off today at 7,082.70 and the S&P 500 at 2,682.20. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 617.70 to 25,366.46. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7,291.59 and the S&P 500 at 2743.79. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.